1 Samuel chapter 11. The next day, Saul organized the troops. I found that every single successful person I've ever spoken to had a turning point, and the turning point was where they made a clear, specific, unequivocal decision that they were not going to live like this anymore. Some people make that decision at 15, and some people make it at 50, and most never make it at all. In this chapter, it seems that Saul experienced precisely that moment. Saul had been plowing through a field with his oxen, and when he returned to town, he asked, "What's the matter? Why is everyone crying?" So they told him about the message of Jabesh. Then the Spirit of God came powerfully upon Saul, and he became very angry. Saul left behind the oxen, but more importantly, his old identity. The function of a king was not to take care of oxen. It was to lead the people. He not only cut the oxen into pieces and sent the pieces to the rest of Israel, he cut off his farmer's pass and motivated 330,000 village men to go into battle. Leadership is about taking charge and influencing others to follow your vision. It's about going against the odds and accepting responsibility for outcomes along the way. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. I also say to myself, rise and shine.